The Holy Quran prescribes the necessity of Imamat. O ye who believe, obey Allah, obey the Apostle, and those who hold authority from amongst you. And we have vested everything in the manifest Imam. Hazrat Imam Sultan Mahmud Shah alayhi wasalam has said, the Imami Ismailis maintain that the position of the Ulil Amr Minkum never dies out, and this succession of Imamat will go on till the day of judgment on earth.
The lyrics on the history of Imamat are organized by the major periods of Ismaili history, beginning with the Arabian and Syrian periods. These initial periods of Ismaili history witnessed the declaration of Hazrat Ali as the Amirul Mu'minin at Qadir Qum, the martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussein at Karbala, and the deep involvement of the Imams in the furtherance of worldly and spiritual knowledge. Hazrat Abu Hanifa and Hazrat Malik bin Anas, the founders of two major schools of Islamic law, were both students of Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq.
Upon the passing of Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq, a group of followers accepted Musa al-Kazim as the next Imam and came to be known as Ithnashris, while those who paid allegiance to Hazrat Imam Ismail came to be known as Ismailis.
From the time of this split, Ismailis practiced taqiyya, or secrecy, because the agents of the Abbasid Khalifas were constantly trying to eliminate the Imamat, not realizing that Nuri Imama will never disappear from this world until the day of Qiyamah. This period came to be known as Dor al-Satr, or the period of concealment. One of the major developments of this period was the reconciliation of Greek philosophy and Islamic thought by the Ikhwanul Safa.